Tim and Joel on
Nova. Do you remember when you graduated from school?
Do I ever?
Yeah, it was best day ever.
13, 24, 10. Jump on the phone and tell us your graduation song. Because we believe in here off air, there's really only two.
There's only two songs, and I'm pretty sure we're all on the same page. Are we all on the same page with that?
Well,
no, I don't know. What is it?
What year did you graduate, Joel?
I graduated in 2007.
Oh, my God. That's the year that Can't Touch It came out. Wow, you're a baby. I graduated in 2002.
Was I 99?
Yeah, it would have been the 90s.
Was I 99? I was 18 in year 12.
I was in grade 7 when I graduated primary school. Vitamin C's graduation song came out.
Well, see, so that's that was my graduation song. This song was the main one.
Yeah.
Time of Your Life.
This was mine.
Like, these are the only songs,
right? This is mine.
These are the graduation songs.
This one came out like the year before I graduated. So this was like peak Green Day, and also to have a new song,
yeah,
but also made perfect sense.
And remember, like, crying, this is me anyway, crying, and everyone was signing each other's shirts jerseys and things like that. It was so cool.
I was the drama captain, so I was in charge of, like, sort of the graduation ceremony. I did Viva Forever by Spice Girls. That's beautiful.
Oh, like, that's a good one.
Yeah, I know, especially at an all boys school.
I'll be waiting.
Tani, what was yours, Tani?
It was We Could Be Heroes.
David Bowie.
It's no Viva Forever, but very good choice.
Well, there is a TikToker named Patrick.
Hi, Pat.
Who has posted a video kind of saying what the new graduation song is. Because that's funny. I just feel like the iconic ones are Vitamin C, Graduation, and Time of Your Life.
Yes.
But I feel like that stands forever.
He is with his idea of what the new one is?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was a kid, it was either like that Vitamin C song, like, as we go on, we remember. Or that like Green Day song that was like, another turning point, in the road. But what are kids using now to like get sad about the previous year and cry?
What are they using? Because there is no better song than that. But there are suggestions. So in the comments this post, a lot of people, like an overwhelming amount of people, are saying Long Live by Taylor Swift is the next one. The next generation.
And also, it just gets better. Like, after school, you're like, oh, I'm going to miss everyone. No, you're not. It just, life gets better.
You never see any of those people ever again.
No.
Unless you're one of those people that's still friends with
them. Hello,
we're not.
Kelsey?
Hello.
What was your song?
The Cash
in
Bedingfield,
Unwritten.
Yes!
Oh, great. The theme song for the Hills. I love this song. Oh, thank you, Kelsey. What year was this for you?
2012.
Okay.
2012!
Come on, sing and touch about it.
That's Gemma's ear.
Let's go. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself in. All right, because I have the buttons, I'm sorry.
You're going to play Viva Forever.
You're going to do it. Yes!
Oh!
Yes, do it!
Because it feels right.
It feels so right.
It's a big day.
Oh, it feels good.
Yeah, do
it,
girlfriend.
I'm giving my first dance of 50K. Let's call it. I'm calling it. Okay, let's call it. Another turnable. Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel on Nova.